Danke, Herr. Amen. Ja, lob den Herrn. Es ist gut, ihn zu loben.
Praise the Lord. It is good to praise him because
alle Ehre und alle
he deserves, he is due all the honor, all the praise and all the glory.
Ja, schon da, zumindest auf dem Outline beim letzten Punkt.
At least according to the outline, we have reached the last point regarding bringing the offerings. And as I was meditating on the word before the Lord regarding how to bring the offerings, what came to mind most of all was the New Jerusalem. And what becomes very clear with the New Jerusalem is that it has the glory of God. In Revelation 21, verse 11, it says, having the glory of God, this whole city expresses the glory, the beauty, the nature of the Lord. This city is something that expresses God himself. And we've had a lot of fellowship about this. We saw the precious stones, the pearls, the jasper stone of which the wall is constructed. It's not so easy to really grasp all this. What is a jasper stone? But we know it's glorious.
But in this city, we see es ist die Herrlichkeit Gottes, die dort scheint.
But within the city, we see that it is God's glory shining. It's not that we are something special so that we can express God, but what is expressed in that city is just the Lord. It's the godly, the divine nature in us. There's nothing of us, nothing of our old nature. We saw this picture of the precious stones, and we saw that this precious stone does not express its own glory, but it expresses the light that shines into it and through it. It expresses the glory of God. Everything that is in this city expresses the nature and the glory of God. And that's what we are here for. That is our destiny. It's not just to have many experiences of the Lord or to experience much salvation. But ultimately, God must be expressed in this city and in the whole universe. This city's purpose is to express the glory of God. We really need to see this. This has to be on our heart. God desires a glorious expression. We often talk about our own salvation and all the things that we need. And that's true, it's right where we still need salvation for this and that. But what is the goal of all of this? What do I need salvation for? Our purpose is to express the glory of God. That's what God wants to attain. And that is not something that we possess in ourselves. We do not have our own glory. In fact, it's quite the opposite. In our own natural self, there is nothing glorious. The psalmist says that we were pulled out of the dirt, out of the mud. It's the opposite of glory. But God wants to be glorified through us and in us. And this city expresses that and shows that. And we see this in Revelation again and again. In the end, all praise, all glory, and all honor is due to God our Father. There is no one else who can accept all this praise and honor in his place, but it is due, all of it is due to him. Think of the elders who fall and bow down before him and give him the glory and the honor and also worship. All of this belongs to our Father, and this has to be on our hearts. We need to have this consciousness in our heart that he deserves all the glory and all the praise. And that's what we want to be. We want to be something to the praise of his glory. That has to be a question on our hearts. What do I want to be? I want to be something to the praise of his glory. It is not a matter of our own glory or having our own glory or having our own honor. But we are here to give our Father and our God the glory that he deserves and to glorify him. We may not be so conscious of this, but it is so important and it's got to be on our heart. If this is not on our heart, then it will be very easy for us to take the glory for ourselves. But we are here to glorify our God and to give him the glory. We have a tendency to exalt people or to look toward people, maybe because they have a special ability or maybe even because they have a special spiritual gift. In our natural self, we have this tendency, and it actually comes from the devil, because the devil also wanted to take all the glory for himself. And here we see in this city is only here to give God the glory, that he may be glorified. And that's what the Lord Jesus was like, and that's what Paul was like. Paul wanted to glorify the Lord. He wanted to give him the honor, and the Lord himself also. He said in John 8, I do not seek my own honor. He never sought honor for himself, but he came to this earth to give all the honor and glory to the Father. And in John 17, he also said, I have glorified you on the earth. This was his life. He did not glorify himself, and he did not take for himself all the glory and the recognition, but he glorified the Father. And we also see this in the New Jerusalem. We see how this city expresses God's glory, and it has to be our reality today. It must be in our heart and in our mind that we want to give the Lord honor and glory, and that we do not live for our own honor or for our own glory. And we are only able to do this in Christ, because what could we possibly give the Lord out of ourselves to honor him or to glorify him? I have nothing in my natural self. The Lord glorified the Father in all the things that he did. And through this, he gave him the honor and the glory. He honored his name. And that's why we need the Lord so much. Because out of myself, I can do nothing that honors the Father. Maybe I can say, oh, I do a lot for the Father. But whether the things that I do honor the Father, that's a different question. But we need to ask ourselves this question. Otherwise, in the end, we will even shame the name of the Lord and dishonor his name. And if we see the condition today, and not even just today, but from the very beginning of God's people until today, it was often the case that God's people shamed the name of the Lord and dishonored his name. They lifted up men, but not God. God did not receive the honor that he deserved. And that's why today we need Christ. We've had so much fellowship about the offerings in the last few days, and it was so good to see how the Lord led such a wonderful life that glorified God, starting with the burnt offering, the obedience to God through which he glorified God, the grain offering, the peace offering. It was good to taste this. And in all these matters, the Lord glorified the Father. And why is this important? This has a lot to do with our worship and with our attitude. Today, if we want to bring the Father something, if we want to do something for the Father, we cannot do it apart or separate from Christ. We need the experience of the Lord. We need the experience of Christ in the offerings. Only then we can be something to the praise of his glory. If I don't experience the Lord as my burnt offering, as my consecration, and as my obedience, as the Lord who sits on the throne and reigns over me, how can I glorify him? I need the Lord for this so much. I need the experience of the Lord. And I need such a heart. And in preparing for the conference, it became so clear to me that I often lack this consciousness and this heart to say, Lord, Father, I want to glorify you. I want to give you the honor, and I want to give you the expression that you desire. We need this when we come together, but not only when we gather, but in our whole life. We need this attitude, Father, I want to give you the honor and the glory. But especially if we want to serve the Lord as a priest and worship him, then we need such a heart that gives him the glory. Of course, when we worship him and through the offerings, we do give him the glory. I'll read Psalm 96. Psalm 96, verse 7. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples, give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts.
Amen. So is it unsere innere Haltung.
So is this our inward attitude? We're all exercised in bringing the offerings. Praise the Lord for this. Praise the Lord for our practice of bringing something to the Father. But inwardly in our hearts, do we have the need, the longing to honor the Father, to exalt him? Is this the attitude in our heart when we're bringing an offering? Father, I want to glorify you. That needs to be the attitude of our heart. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. And that's connected to bring an offering and come into his courts. Psalm 96:8. And that needs to be the attitude that we have in our heart. That we would give the Lord the honor and the glory. And this is only possible if we experience the Lord in the reality, as the reality of all the offerings, because the Lord deals with us through that. Every offering that we experience through the Lord also is an experience of a deep change or transformation. The Lord is dealing with us, and a situation that was not glorious becomes glorious. And David said this also in Psalm 25, the offerings that are pleasing to the Lord are a contrite heart and a broken spirit. And we have experienced this. Yeah, experiencing the offering goes together with something where the Lord is changing and dealing with us and breaking us. So we need to bring this glory back to the Lord. And we see in the New Jerusalem that it is thoroughly of gold. Revelation 21:21. The street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. Is that not glorious? That is the way in which the Lord wants to deal with us today. At that time of the tabernacle, there was acacia wood, and there was a very thin layer of acacia wood covered with gold. And when you entered the Holy of Holies, you saw the glory of God because everything was covered in gold. But in the New Jerusalem, everything is gold, pure gold. It's transparent. You can see through it. The Lord wants to sanctify and purify our whole being thoroughly. That's truly glory. That's a different kind of glory, a much greater glory that the Lord has planned for us today. To experience Him in reality, Christ, the reality of the offerings, we need to appreciate this. This goes much deeper than what we knew before. This Christ wants to permeate, deal with us, refine us thoroughly like pure gold, so that we would be something to the praise of His glory. And this has to be on our heart. Lord, purify me, sanctify me, that I would be something, someone for You. If we don't have this vision and this view, then it's going to go wrong. We're going to go in the wrong direction, because then we look toward man and we lift up man. But in the New Jerusalem, you see the glory of God. And we all need to see this, the glory of God. This is important, of course, for us to have this experience and that we would seek the Lord always and to seek to experience Him as the offerings. And it's also important in how we bring the offerings. When we bring our offerings, we should express the glory of the Lord that we have experienced. We've already had much fellowship about the offerings and bringing the offerings, so I don't want to go too deeply into it. I just want to touch on the heart that we need to bring a proper offering. What are we bringing? What are we offering? What are we expressing in the city? We need such a consciousness that we are bringing the pure Christ. This pure Christ is the one who glorifies the Father. When we come together and we have an offering, we know that the offering we bring should be pure. It should be without fault, without blemish. It is food for God. It is holy food. And we need to have this consciousness when we are dealing with holy food. We need a sense, an awareness that those who are dealing with holy food themselves must also be holy. They shall be holy to the Lord. And this should give us a sense of how we should come to the Father to worship Him. This is really a special thing, and we want to give the Father the glory and the honor and the praise. It's not a thing. It's not something you just do off to the side. We see this in Malachi. There is a service of their bringing of offerings, but it is not sanctified because it is not bringing glory to the Father or honor to the Father. It just became a thing to do. But our priestly service is not just something to do. Our priestly service encompasses our whole life. So we need this inward attitude, how we encounter the Lord, how we live. And we have to ask ourselves, what tastes good to the Father, what pleases Him, and what glorifies Him? We have to ask ourselves this question, and the Lord will help us. But it's got much to do with our own inner attitude, that we would have a heart to want to satisfy the Father and to glorify Him. Praise the Lord. This was